The holidays can become tough when the nucleus of a family passes on, especially the first get-together without them, because it really just sets into motion a bittersweet new chapter. Their absence is powerful, but it doesn't have to be silent. CAP Radio weekend host Andrew Garcia sat down with his family to remember the last holiday trip with their grandfather.
My name is Senta Ann Kanani-Like.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Garcia, and that is, of course, my mom. With Thanksgiving coming up, I've been wanting to sit down and talk with her about our Thanksgiving last year.
Oh, yes, the Tahoe trip. Of course, it was Thanksgiving, and it was Emily's first Thanksgiving in person with us.
Emily, my partner of 2 years.
Selena was coming home.
Selena, my sister of 27 years.
So we were just really excited. Another level of celebration that we added to that was that Grandpa was able to come with us.
My mom's dad of 52 years and my grandpa, Frank Like. And it happened to be so exciting that he decided to come with us to Tahoe because last year he was turning 79 and slowing down a bit, noticeably, and not quite able to make it out to every family trip.
You could tell that he was mulling it over, and that then he would say, no, I better stay behind and take care of the animals. And then finally he did tell us, I'm going to go. You know, even as he got more tired and he kind of went out with us less and less, like going out for family celebrations, like birthdays, or you and Selena's graduations, he would make it. I remember one thing he kept saying is, I want to have a cognac with the boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
As soon as I turned 21, every single family holiday, I'd be offered some cognac. And now straight cognac isn't necessarily my drink of choice, but every time he offered me one, I happily sipped it with him. And that was one thing I remember fondly about this last Thanksgiving. My mom has some of her own memories.
Well, one major thing was music.
Music may sound like a bit of an odd thing to remember most fondly about a Thanksgiving of all holidays, but music was ever present at my grandparents' house. Literally, the radio was on 24/7. I never thought that the old radio receiver he had from the 70s would ever be dethroned, but when Google Homes came out and we got him one for Christmas, he was like, oh, I get to tell it to play my music? Anything I want? So telling Google to play Hawaiian music became the phrase uttered before every meal, holiday. Even while he was watching TV, Google would be playing music in the other room. So naturally, when it came to Tahoe, even the TV we watched was about music.
I remember watching that documentary together, and of course, the Beatles in my heart. Like, I love the Beatles since I was 7 because Grandpa would play them, and these memories I have of Grandpa. You know, Grandma took night school classes when I was about 5, and instead of watching TV, we'd be in front of his stereo system that we called the Monster. And he'd sit me down in my little rocking chair and he'd be in, you know, his chair and he'd play albums and he had hundreds of them. But I can remember just listening to Alice Cooper and Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and jazz and blues. Just thinking about generationally that influence that Grandpa had on me, and then the influence that came through you and Selena, you both became musicians. Looking back, you know, he was turning 79 and he had had multiple medical issues. And he was doing really well, but there was just a sense of that these times with him were really precious. And there was like a what if this is our last trip with Grandpa?
We lost my grandpa this year in April. Around February, he was diagnosed with cancer. And from there, things progressed pretty quickly. We took his remains to Hawaii to be buried in Punchbowl National Cemetery for a Navy funeral.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone.
Taking Grandpa back home, as me and Grandma were saying, we're going to take Dad back home. And I kept having this thought that Grandpa would be proud of us. I think he'd be proud at the way that we laid him to rest and celebrated his life.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
I met my partner Emily during the pandemic. We had been together the better part of a year before my family got to meet them in person, and even longer before we got to spend our first holidays together, just last year. I'm really thankful that we both got to be there for my grandpa's last Thanksgiving, and I'm even more thankful and excited that this Thanksgiving we will be bringing both of our families together around the same table for the first time hosting Thanksgiving. My mom felt a similar way.
So I'm really excited that you and Emily are having your first Thanksgiving at your home. But I think it's also going to be healing for us to be together and remember him and keep the family traditions that he loved going. And I'm sure we'll have music and fun and laughter.
I'm pretty sure we will too. Hey, smart speaker, play Hawaiian music.
I'm a living on a easy, on a bottle of whiskey. I have no money to suit my honey. I'm a living on a easy, on a bottle of whiskey. I have no money. Please talk it to me, baby.
That's CAP Radio Weekend host Andrew Garcia sharing last year's family vacation to Lake Tahoe, the last holiday with his late grandfather. Still ahead, we end this special hour with a quirky story full of mischief. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.
I don't see Maggie. She is so quirky. She has a personality to suit my genealogy.